Russia's foreign minister says previous relations with the West will not be resumed. At a news conference, Sergei Lavrov said Western powers had a real chance to avoid the conflict in Ukraine, but they rejected Russian proposals to halt NATO expansion. The West says Russia's proposals before the Ukraine war were insincere. Let's get more on this. We can speak to Mohammed Val in Moscow. Mohammed, what else did Lavrov have to say?
Yes, Marlin. Basically, he focused on Russia's reaction to the fact that Russia was not invited to this meeting today of the OSCE in Poland, Russia and Belarus. He basically interpreted that as a reckless policy by the Europeans to ostracize Russia, to oust Russia from the security framework of Europe. And he said it is a mistake because the OSCE was basically, you know, founded on the principle of a united European security, and that the division of the Europeans at this stage is like playing with fire. And he said that that's because the United States has turned the OSCE into a marginal or irrelevant organization because it wants to keep Russia out of any united policies in this regard. And that's basically because, in his words, the United States wanted to keep Russians or Europeans enslaved to its own demands or to its own policies and intentions. Also, he talked about the expansion of NATO, saying that it is wrong and it is very dangerous and it is a threat, a direct threat to the Russian interests and the Russian security, saying NATO was founded principally as a defensive organization, and there were terms and agreements that bind NATO not to turn itself into an offensive body, security body. But that's not what's taking place now, that Russia, by adding some of the Nordic countries to its organization, has got closer and closer to the Russian territory, and that's playing with fire, as he said. He even talked about the Russian intervention, the NATO intervention, in far-flung regions like the South China Sea. And that's why Russia has now increased its cooperation with China in order to stand in the face of this aggressive expansion across the world by NATO. He also talked about the nuclear weapons, and he said that nuclear powers should make sure that nuclear war doesn't take place, because that's going to be the end of everything. And he said Russia is engaged to those principles, not to allow any such thing to happen, and that the Europeans, also the Americans, should take that into consideration. He talked, as you said, about the prospects of a kind of solution or a kind of peace with Europe. And he said that for him now, it can't be business as usual again with Western countries, because they're not responding to any Russian demands and terms in order to sit for negotiations. And that's because they're intent on defeating Russia in its war with Ukraine.
Mohammed Val there for us in Moscow. Thank you.